Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you so much. It's such a beautiful morning. And I'm really honored to be sharing and opening space today as we continue on our journey of sacred sexuality. This show, as we've talked about before, this is very much a place of getting a chance to discuss and share some education, awareness, experiential knowings, really deepening in our inquiry of what is sexuality, what is consciousness, and these topics that sometimes we don't feel like we can ask or share about. They are often topics that get squashed away into the shadows, and this is about bringing the shadows to the light and really listening deeply to our bodies as a path of inquiry, as a path of what is it like to be on this planet? What is it like to be in our bodies? And indeed, how do we actually learn and grow? What does that look like? And how do we meet and trust the energy in our body? And what does that look like? And those are all pieces of this journey of sacred sexuality. And I'm going to invite, as always, we're going to get into our bodies, perhaps, just notice how we're arriving in the moment. And simply breathe. Maybe notice an exhale with some sound. What's it like to breathe? How does it feel in your body as you notice your breath? What sensations arise? What do you notice as you feel breath, as you relate with the field of breath through you? Perhaps as you give yourself permission to vibrate, rumble, make a little sound, what do you notice as you create that sound, as you meet the sound? And as you settle in with breath, what do you notice as you meet the sense of gravity, of earth, of ground? How do you feel and experience ground at the moment? Where in your body, what sensations do you notice? And what's it like to notice the sensations in your body, in the areas that are communicating with you? What are they having to say? What movements are you experiencing? Where? How do they feel? And as you notice this spectrum of self, giving yourself permission to simply be with it, not overanalyze it, just be with the information that rises. And perhaps holding an intention of health, healing, wholeness, and new perspectives, new awareness, shedding away some old layers that are complete, allowing the self, the you, to be. And with a breath of gratitude for yourself for taking that time for you. Gently opening your eyes, feeling your body, and just noticing the moment, the be here now. So I'm continuing today as I'm exploring, like, what does this look like? What are we exploring today? The topic that has come through is the nature of questions. So we have some questions, and we're also going to explore what's it like to go into inquiry and questions. So the topic is actually questions. And we'll come back to what does that mean throughout this thing. It may not look like what you think. So maybe it's questions like ones that I get and some insights or some my points of view that I'll offer. And we'll start with, and we're going to continue with maybe that looking a little different than what we thought. So let's begin with a question. So a question I've gotten often and actually did just recently once again is a question of sexuality and age. Like, what for our supporting our kids, our children into adulthood, into maturity and into being who they are, what does that look like? What's too young to have sex? You know, when's the right time? What age should they be? And so we're gonna inquire into that for a moment. That's our first question for the day. Is what age should a kid be when they start having sex, or a person be? And so I'm gonna answer that in a way that is what I have found in my journey, which is there is no direct answer. I can't say, oh, well, as long as they've reached the age of, then everything is perfect, and that applies at a broad level across the range of all human development, and therefore is the answer. There we go. We're moving on. Like, nope. Guess what? Just like about everything else that I explore, there is no black and white, right or wrong. There is no specific cut and dry linear answer to that question. And yet, I believe there is a real answer to that question, or an additional inquiry that I will invite that becomes the answer for each person. And that, to me, is what it's about. So that for me, when we're, you know, if we just rewind and say, what is it like to support our kids into learning about sexuality and learning about their bodies and learning about this natural, you know, innate part of our experience as humans on this planet? You know, sexuality is a core primal connection to our creative essence. And no matter what that looks like or how that expresses, it's something we can't deny. There's this nature, like I talk about, we can't just put our sexual energy in a box and shove it away on a shelf and, you know, only bring it out under certain conditions or feel shame if we do, or whatever, all those pieces that tend to happen. I want to invite, what's it like to empower ourselves, empower all the beings we relate with, including our children, to really tap into and become aware of our own choices and our own responsibility for self-care and our own responsibility for meeting experience. So we want sometimes a simple answer. You know, how can I make someone safe? How can I make my kids safe? I need to do this thing so that they will always be safe. And the reality is, we don't. We can never do something to take on the full 100% responsibility of making someone else safe. Now, what we can do is hold and create a container of possibility for experiencing ourselves, for another experiencing deeply themselves, for co-creating the highest sense of safety that feels appropriate. Like, I'm not saying we're like dropping accountability or responsibility for being in our bodies and making choices. So it's not just about, oh, you mean I can go hurt someone then? No. But our responsibility for creating connection and safety is also a responsibility and accountability for holding that space for others and really inviting that each person stepping into that whole, what I've called before, radical self-responsibility. Like, what's it like to create the container that feels safe and good for myself? And that applies for children and for other people that we meet and relate with in the world. We're all responsible for our own pieces of that journey. Now, with children, sure, there's levels of additional, you know, we're creating that container of safety in different varying levels as they grow. So an infant, you know, an infant can't move themselves. They can't propel through space. And so there's an additional level of caretaking and safety that we provide as humans when we relate with infants and as we're growing in early childhood development. But, you know, each stage of that becomes a piece of letting go and letting them into their experience of the world. And that, to me, translates quite deeply into their experience of their bodies and sexuality. And so what I've talked about before, I believe, is as my daughter, for example, has grown over time, that, you know, early on, she was asking questions about her body. And like, so I'm exploring, supporting her to learn and talking and meeting her where she is in her questions. And what is, you know, as I'm sharing with a four-year-old, how much information or how much invitation for inquiry is there for her that might look a little bit different when she's a little bit older, or look a little different when she's a little bit older than that. But really, like, dropping out of this, oh, we shouldn't talk about it now, you know, and really letting our kids, I think, lead the way. Like, they're naturally inquiring and curious about their bodies and experiences. And so to me, it's not about saying, don't do that. It's more about saying, hey, what set of situations and container feels really good for you to do that? So as you're touching your body or experiencing learning and growing, you know, learn about some of the things to be aware of. Learn about germs and, you know, what's it like if you're touching your body, make sure your hands are clean and, you know, things like that. Like the, what that, you know, empowering each other, and this applies with kids and other people that we relate to in the world, empowering each other with information and choices, like knowledge is power. And knowing enough about a topic to go, oh, I know what the ramifications are if I make this choice, and I can meet that in as I'm making this choice and decide how does that feel for me. So that, you know, one person at age, you know, 18 may not have the same sense of emotional capacity to really go, no, this feels really good for me to explore this new connection and to maybe explore my sexuality, not only with myself, but with the partner. That person, there might be someone who's 18 that doesn't have the same sense of, yes, this feels right for me, that someone at 16 might, or someone at 22. Like that, it's not just about the age. It's about, can we feel empowered, and by we, I mean even when we're teenagers, to know about enough about our bodies and the ramifications of our choices to make those choices? And I don't just mean, as I say this, what I'm getting reminded, this little twinge from spirit is like, it's not just the sex ed that we think we often give, like in the school systems. Like I remember back in my day in the 70s, you know, early 80s, what sex ed looked like in the school systems is basically, here's how our bodies, you know, here's the body, here's how the sperm and egg come together and make a baby. And like, so it's a really basic, rigid set of facts. And it's not really opening up to what I'll call our sacred sexuality of learning about sexuality as an emotional connection, as the bonding and the energetics and the flow that occur, not just the physicality of possibility of pregnancy, although that's certainly a big part of it. But I think the way sometimes we approach this is, well, no, we just need to educate our kids that they could get pregnant and they shouldn't get pregnant at this age, so there's no way they should have sex. And there's so much more to the inquiry than procreation. Procreation is a part of it, for sure, and choice around that is a huge part of it. But there's so much other to the realm of our sexuality. You know, as I teach and share about what it is to make a baby, I also want to at the appropriate time share like, whoa, you know, it's a really beautiful connection to make with someone you love and feel safe with to explore and share and relate together. And how can we make those choices that feel good and hold the safety that we need for, you know, acknowledging the possibility of pregnancy or the possibility of sexually transmitted infections and things like that. But those logistics are only a piece of it. There's so much more to the nature of human relating that gets overlooked in our education and systems, and to the nature of joy and pleasure. Like, what's it like to teach about orgasm? Like, instead of just stumble into one, which is the way I did, and probably most people, certainly I'll say most that I have related with in the adult realm, their story of experiencing that was definitely a stumble into, never really taught much about what that meant, and never taught much about how to relate with another body, just simply don't, you know, until the overwhelming sense that do comes in, and then we just do it anyway. That tends to be the trend I see. Sometimes there's a little more of an education of, sure, make that, you know, sharing contact has a little more openness, but there are definite trends in what I've seen that are along that lines of what I've shared before around, like, everything gets patterned into hurry up, rush, clean up before mom finds out, like, secretive, this expectation that things are dirty or unclean or unsafe. And like, the reality is we're not, we're human beings, human bodies. And with the appropriate awareness of choice and the container of safety that we can create, there can be a beautiful expansion into feeling good about who we are. So I want this empowerment not only for us as adults, but us as growing into our adulthood. And what's it like, you know, in those years where we've reached, quote, sexual maturity in terms of the way we label it, of, you know, primary and secondary sexual characteristics and things like that through adolescence. But that, you know, as we're meeting those sensations and those early feelings of like sexy feelings and hormones, what's it like to learn and relate to them from a place of empowerment, of knowledge, of knowing it's safe to ask questions, knowing that they can experience and meet their body in a safe and loving way instead of a fearful one or a one of dirty or unclean. Really meeting it in a loving, compassionate space of, oh, it's good and okay and safe to be in my body. It may not be appropriate for me to share that with another person yet, because what's it like for me to meet it first, you know, to really understand and be able to make conscious choices and know that I can make those choices and not feel like I'm pressured or bullied, or frankly, not to do the bullying or the pressuring, you know, to really meet each other. And can we empower our children and our young adults to make those choices and really go, oh, you know, I can slow down and I can meet and relate not only in sexuality, but in life. And unfortunately, there's a lot of patterns in our traditional society that just don't do it that way. In such a rush society and moving around and hurry, hurry, hurry and go, go, go. So that invitation I invite is a really broad one, meeting and relating with our sexuality, but also with life. And to me, then comes back to this question of, so what's too young or what's too, you know, what's the appropriate age to start having sex? I believe it is incredibly unique and different for each person. And you know, the approach I take is, let's empower our children, our young adults, to know information that supports them to make their decisions. That's what I want to hold for my daughter as she grows and makes decisions in her life that are going to affect her life, and to hold that sacred intention that these aren't just light decisions to make. They are ones to be aware of and give us permission to explore when that time feels right. And that time is unique for each person. So that is one of our questions of inquiry today. And as we take a moment here, I'm going to have us breathe. And take a short break. And we'll come back as we continue in the inquiry of questions.
Hey, listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is Tuesday, October 18th, 2016, and you are listening to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to talk with Leslie live on the air, give us a call at 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. Now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, thank you, my love. So we're going to continue on this inquiry of questions, but it may not look like what you think. So not only is it about questions like, say, coming into me that I could offer some set of perspective on, which incidentally is one perspective. And it's one, like, I believe when we offer answers, when we offer things, it's about from a place of our, you know, I have something to share. I have something that I feel alive about to share. But that still, I invite as you meet what I offer or what anyone offers. It's about experiencing it within you to know and connect with what resonates as your truth. And this journey of questions and of teaching has been recently kind of alive for me. I did a workshop actually where I was a participant, and another teacher was leading this workshop of some real somatic body awareness inquiry and things of exploring different facets of our anatomy and then doing some experiential practices to really inquire into how some of those facets, how we met them in our body. And one of the things that she shared in her work that really resonated deeply was this nature that, you know, there isn't necessarily a definition or a right or wrong. It's about an inquiry. And in our bodies in particular, our bodies are vast. And like we have such wisdom and infinite capacities in our body. And they just have so many things going on. It's so exquisite. We couldn't hope to get in there and control them all. And in fact, that's not what it's about. But it's about sort of letting go of that control and participating with the experience of our bodies rather than trying to micromanage our bodies. And that I found to be really resonant. So this nature of question, of inquiry, I want to invite in this section of our time together that let's have it go the other way. What's it like to meet question and inquiry in your body? It's not just about me offering something specifically, and that when that happens and when that feels right, that's a beautiful way to relate with teachers and guides, right? Like I learn a lot when I hear somebody else say, oh, this is a possibility. Oh, wow. You know, I didn't know that. And that sense of meeting a new idea or a new possibility that comes from as I relate with teachers and guides. And there's the times when I can go into my own body then with that inquiry and have my own experience and my own truth and not let the external things around me trump my own experience, which is kind of what she said. So this teacher that I was working with, Amy Matthews is her name, and she said it that way. She's like, you know, external authorities, or so to speak, the things outside of us, it's not like that we shut all those off. That's really important. I mean, it's certainly what has supported me in my growth, lots of connection with different teachers and guides. And another way that we know, you know, right knowledge from the Yoga Sutras is internal experience and then our own inference and deduction from that experience. And I'll invite, that's where we really resonate and find the truth. You know, that, as I've talked about before, this Gnostic wisdom, this nature of we have a knowing within our body. Can we give ourselves permission to remember it? Can we align with it? Can we invite and inquire in a way that holds the space for our own experience or for holding the space in a community of experience? And then from that, learning and growing. So that it's not about somebody's right or wrong answer, but it becomes about the nature of our experience and relating. And I want to invite us, there was a concept we went through this weekend that really had come my way before in different forms, but through my experience opened up a new way to look at it. And again, that's only my one new way to look at it, but that is a way I want to offer to see. And then also invite, what is your experience of it? Because we still have a very different experience. We all experience things from our own sets of filters and perceptions and experiences from the past. We are, you know, we have created patterning through our lives to function at our most optimal always. You know, we're always moving towards a place of health. So the body meets experiences and has these things and collects different bits. And those aren't, you know, even when we call them back, oh, I have this tightness or this sense of a block or whatever we might call it, that those things aren't holding us back. They're just how we've met experience so far and the way we can best hold it. But as we learn new things, as maybe we're resourced in a new way, there might be something that's ready to change. And again, not right or wrong, good or bad, but that change then opens up new perspectives, new experience, and new knowings. So this cycle that I want to touch on in our inquiry today is what she called, and this is from the body-mind centering work, Bonnie Bainbridge Cohen, who has been an influence in my work and certainly in Amy's as well, as she was sharing about this, the body-mind centering would call this the relational cycle. And it's this series of how we relate. And it comes back to things like early childhood development. Like, how do we really start to, after we're born, as we're born, you know, we're immediately starting to relate with a new environment and a new set of experiences. And it's through that relating that, again, we're shaped and we're formed and we grow as we're consciousness laying into form. It's a really beautiful premise that's how we grow, is through relating. And so through that, our time with our early caregivers, through as we grow and develop, different things emerge and change, and we'll call them infinite development, different phases or cycles. But the reality is, and she worked a lot with infants, so she was bringing some perspectives from her work with infants, which I found very illuminating. But this idea, there isn't necessarily one best way. You know, there's a theme that we see, but just because a child skips over one of those steps doesn't mean we can never meet or relate with that step again. And I saw this, by the way, as a side note, in my own experience that I've shared some before in the opening of my body. I had done some work with early infant patterns in how my body moves, and found that there was a facet that felt really foreign and disconnected, and I sort of checked out, and it was connected with mouthing and thumb sucking. And so I chose to go back into reinquiring in that as an adult to meet the experience. And as I did, oh, powerful opening and awakening in my body, and the topic for another discussion. But my point being, this how we relate is this nature of inquiry, is the nature of how we grow and learn in the world, and is so connected then with bringing it into our sexuality. So let me just talk about this cycle briefly, and then I want to invite a bit of inquiry. So the cycle that we explored, and we spent quite a bit of time on this, so to introduce it in just a short window is just to open the concept, but the idea of dropping into this cycle of yield, push, reach, pull, yield. Right. So in a circle, if I drew them on a board, yield at the top with a little arrow coming down, push with another arrow to reach, with another arrow to pull, and another arrow leading back from pull back to yield in a circle. This relational cycle then is how we relate and inquire. And in the inquiry, I had some neat things pop up for myself. And I want to invite an experiential practice to sort of explore what does it feel like within your own body as inquiry. So what I, as a little thing I want to bring before I guide this practice is when we meet a surface, there's a sense of that we can yield. Let me just take a moment. Well, actually, I'm gonna take a moment as we're guiding it to go through there. So I'm going to invite you, if you want to explore this right now with me, and you can do this right now as we're exploring live, by finding your way to a surface, to a floor, ideally maybe, and finding your body lying on the floor in some way where you're meeting a surface of your body with the floor. Maybe that's your back or your side or your belly, wherever that feels good. And and plan to spend a few minutes in this inquiry with me. And if you're joining in the archives, you can pause here, take some time to get settled, and then replay and then explore this. And this is, again, the nature of question, of inquiry. So as you settle in, feeling your body on the earth, maybe closing the eyes, releasing some distractions, create that space where you can truly let go into your experience over the next 15 minutes. You're feeling the earth below you. And you're noticing your breath. What's it like to feel your body and the way it's relating with the earth, with gravity? And to invite an inquiry of yield, of yielding into the floor. And just feel what the tissues of your body feel like as you yield to the floor. What does that feel like in your skin? What does it feel like in the layer of fat just beneath the skin, as you hold the inquiry of yield? How does that feel in your muscles? How does yield feel in your bones? What's it like to notice your organs inside, perhaps your chest cavity or abdominal cavity? What's it like to notice the organs yielding into the surface inside your body? Feeling your brain yielding to the support of the bones, so that it becomes something of giving your weight to the earth, giving your weight to the support, and then receiving that support. And let yourself receive the support. And as you yield, or as you give your weight to, notice if there's places in your body that you can ask this question. As you give your weight, as you let go into the support, is there something you feel come up? And as Amy said, if you need it, keep it. And if you don't need it, can you let it go? So feeling that sense in another area of your body. And if you need it, keep it. If you don't need it, can you let it go? So giving your weight to the floor and receiving that support of the floor, where you feel like you need something. If you feel like you do, you don't need it, but you can't let it go, why can't you let it go? Acknowledge what you notice. So as you feel into this experience of giving your weight, maybe gently moving a little bit to feel the differences as you give your weight through a different surface. So explore a little movement, feel a new surface on your body, maybe feeling a side if you've been on your back. And just take a few breaths here to explore giving your weight and receiving the support. So as you do, I want to take a moment on the word yield. This nature of yield. I loved the inquiry we went into on yield. Of yield is different than merging or losing yourself into the floor. So if you feel yourself merging or losing yourself, spreading off into the infinity of the floor is beautiful. Can you kind of recollect yourself from that place to feel yourself? Yielding is about feeling yourself more clearly without pulling away and without losing yourself. So give yourself permission to feel that edge. Do you notice places where you're holding? And if you need it, keep it. And if you don't need it, can you let it go? And also places where you might be dissolving into, can you collect and feel yourself as a space of that? So a few more breaths to feel that experience. Yielding. And then let's take a moment to let the yielding, as you're giving your weight to, can you let that start to congeal, to form, and to start to create a push so that the weight, as you share it with the support of the earth, congeals and you start to feel your body push. And then play for a moment or two, a few breaths here, with gently pushing and notice the movement and notice the inquiry in your body. How does pushing meet your body? And push with different places. What's a push down through your tail, through your foot, through the head or the shoulder, and the arm, the hand? And at first, notice just from a push. If there's some other reach happening, Leave that alone for a moment in this inquiry. And then notice, what's that push feel like? How does your body respond? And then take a moment to let the push extend into a reach. So from the push, is there a reach? Maybe a push through the foot starts to travel through the body and the reach comes out through the hand. Maybe a push down through the shoulder extends down through the core, and the push is out through the foot. And then notice, as you explore that for a breath, what's it like to meet, release the push, and just reach. Reach without having the push and the support. How it feel. Breath. A breath of gratitude. As you bring this, gently let your body rest back to the floor. Notice and harvest what you're noticing about your body. Feel a breath of gratitude for taking time to explore for a moment, and then coming back to the space of visual awareness, maybe sitting up and reconnecting. So letting yourself explore, what's it like to do a body inquiry like that? What did you notice? What did you learn about your experience? How does that relate to your patterning, the things that you've explored and learned and grown in your life? And it may simply be just meeting the experience of the now. There's value in the experience of the now. And sometimes there's things that emerge in that. And the thread that I want to invite coming back to for the moment around this sense of inquiry and question is I noticed, I'll share an experience when I did this type of a practice, different levels of inquiry that we meet. To create and give my weight and share that weight and invite feeling, receiving support. And then this question or inquiry around merging, noticing where I found myself less likely to melt away, that maybe I was more likely to hold back. You know, could I let myself melt away and then recollect to find the edge from that direction versus say, only coming to meet the surface or the sharing of my weight from the place of away to here, if that makes sense. So just noticing in my own body inquiry and seeing like, wow, that's not unusual for me. You know, do I tend to merge into something and then recollect out of it? No, I'm more likely to sort of hold it a bit at arm's length and then meet it slowly from a place of you know, choice. Both are lovely. And so what's it like? You know, there are times when we want to. So I bring this into our sexuality. There are times when it's beautiful and we feel safe and it feels wonderful to really surrender and let go and merge with our partner. To really meet the space of like, oh, I don't know where the edge of me ends and where you begin, and I feel safe and I want to let go into this deep surrender of merge into oneness. And there's times when that doesn't feel right for me. Like, nope, I'm not in that place. I either don't feel safe. I don't feel like I'm holding what I want to hold for what I need in the moment. But like letting ourselves meet that and just understand, like, it's all good. You know, I don't have to force myself to merge into oneness. I won't be able to, probably, if it's not right for me. But I may, right? And then the other thing is I might find there's a time where I've let go of my weight into support of, you know, or let go into the sexuality, into my energy and sharing with a partner. But then it's time to, like, from that place of support now meet and reach for some new possibility and reach for a new place, a new sense, a new level. And that is often in the definitions from the body-mind centering is that kind of is what will happen, that a pull, that as we reach, we may find a pull as a resolution of that reach. So the reach extends, but now I'm going to pull. Like maybe maybe if I liken it to a toddler, right? I'm reaching for the top of the couch and I pull myself up to standing. And then that was a resolution of my reach, but it also comes with that change of level. So, you know, when I feel met by giving my weight and the support with the earth, or when I feel met by relating in my sexuality and my energy with my partner, then I might feel like really like safe to reach and stretch for a new level of my own self-awareness or my own growth and experience and open to that new layer. And then there's times where maybe I've reached and I've opened to this new layer and now I just need to congeal again and rest back in the support of the earth, of my partner, of myself. So that cycle comes to full completion, from yield to push to reach to pull to yield again. I'm going to rest again. That was a lot. So each, just this deep inquiry into something where we could spend hours at each one of those, really deeply inquiring in our bodies of what does that mean to me? So what I've shared are just some perspectives, some things, the ways that I've felt the connection into my sexual energy or connection into relating with others and intimacy. What is your inquiry? What are your answers? So that as we come back to today's topic of questions, like questions and inquiry is all part of the journey. It's not all that we get an exact answer, but we can let ourselves inquire. What you know to be yours is valuable. Sometimes what we do is give up our power. We let others outside us trump our own internal experience. And I want to invite, it's okay to trust you, to trust your power and your choice. And sure, to augment it with what we know of others, from others, and, you know, meeting other inquiries. But if someone's trying to tell you that they know best and only, that I want you to question. Question it for yourself and let yourself go, could I meet this in a new way? So this dance of questions and inquiring into the body, infinite possibilities. And what we've explored today, only scratching the surface of that. And I want to continue to invite opening our bodies and our minds to the playful curiosity of being on this planet. And can we meet things with curiosity and meet experiences and open to new possibilities and new ideas instead of fear? And right now, around us in the mainstream world and in society, I often see places of meeting experiences with fear or worried about relating with other people with fear. And I want to invite, what can we do that creates that container so we can meet and inquire with curiosity and learn and grow? And what a profound exploration in our sexuality, in life, in relating, in intimacy. So dancing with questions today. With that, we're going to take a short break and be right back.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Leslie has a new website. It is new and improved and even mobile friendly. Check out radio, podcasts, videocasts, and more free resources at leslieblackburn.com. The website also has the full class and event schedule, information on private sessions, mailing list sign up, and much more, again at leslieblackburn.com. Announcing live video workshops. The 2016 fall series of sacred sexuality classes are being offered by live webinar. This new format supports those of you across the globe to join in from the comfort of your own space. Next up is Polyamory and Alternative Relationships, hosted by Leslie and Dixon, Monday, October 24th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. You must pre-register to get instructions on how to join, and you will also receive a private way to access the replay in case you are unable to join in live. And you can still sign up for the entire series of Sacred Sexuality webinars. You will get access to the replays for those that have passed, and you can join live or by replay for the ones coming up. See LeslieBlackburn.com for details. Leslie's Tantric Energy Touch Workshop is also available by CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home, with a partner or by yourself, with this audio CD. Order online at the website. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is to subscribe to the email newsletter by clicking on the link on the website, LeslieBlackburn.com. Leslie's Sacred Sexuality videocast airs monthly. You can choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be a part of the conversation live or sit back and just take it in. See details at the website to join in. The next one is Wednesday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. Reminder that Leslie is available for speaking engagements and for private sessions. More information at the website, again, LeslieBlackburn.com. And now, back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Ah, thank you, my love. Yay. So as we then settle in to close for today, I want to thank you all for joining us, for joining and for taking a moment to have the courage to slow down and look inside. Sometimes that can feel kind of edgy, and I encourage, explore that. What's it like to meet your body, meet your awareness and your surroundings with curiosity, with wonder, with awe, and learn and grow through that? So with that, we'll once again close your eyes if that feels available for you. Allow an exhale with sound, letting any heaviness drop if it's ready. And feeling the way you're relating with the earth. Feeling connection of beloved lover earth. Help me connect my body to you and help me to feel gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude. Thank you, Earth, for helping me to feel and to connect and to open to the ecstatic currents that are available all around me. Thank you. I'm letting yourself feel the joy of feeling your body. Feel the experience of what you are experiencing in the moment. And with that breath, knowing that you are important and valuable, your experiences are valuable, simply being just as you are, allowing yourself to open to new possibilities and trust that value. With gratitude and blessings, the divine light in me sees and honors the divine light in each and the oneness that we all share. Taking a breath to rest in that field of awareness. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please visit her website, LeslieBlackburn.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find out more information about this at the website. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a beautiful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.